Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, just to remind everyone, Nucor is focused at the Enchi Gold property in Ghana. The company already has a resource which stands at a little over 1.4 million ounces of gold. That's in the inferred category. That was released June 2021. They also have a 90,000 meter drill program, which is still underway, and we are reporting on some more drill results. The news release came out just yesterday, October 26th. The drilling from the Niam gold deposit. Some of the headline numbers say oxide mineralization was intersected, grading a little over 2 grams per ton gold over 35 meters. This included a higher grade component, almost 5 grams per ton gold over 8 meters. Now, Luke, I want to start off by just bringing everybody up to speed on the focus and strategy of this drilling. These are not infill holes. I understand these are step out holes, all working to expand on the mineralized resource areas. Take us through these results, what they do for that whole strategy of expanding the mineralized zones.
Yeah, hi, Corey, and hi, Shad. Thanks for having me on. In terms of the results that we put out today, 34 RC holes, we did hit 30 of those 34 holes, so about 90% hit rate. That's relatively consistent with the hit rate that we've had on all of our step-out drilling at known resource areas. About 5,000 meters of drilling, and specifically within that 5,000 meters, about two-thirds of the drilling was focused on stepping out up-dip and down-dip at some of our previous intercepts and resource areas, as well as we stepped with about a third of the holes, we stepped out 800 meters to the south of Niam, looking to ultimately extend the mineralization along strike. I guess looking at the up dip and down dip holes, the hole that you highlighted there, 35 meters of just over 2 grams per ton within the oxide, that started from surface. Those are extremely economic ounces and something that will really help pull the model to surface. But what those up dip and down dip holes also really help with is ultimately expanding the width of the pits as well as deepening them. So when we look at our block model, we look at it and look for areas where by stepping up dip and down dip, we're able to hopefully capture additional material, and which in turn would then ultimately grow the overall size of the resource. So we're very pleased with the results that we did release yesterday.
Well, Luke, one thing that strikes me is with a 90% hit rate, you guys are finding the geological footprint that you want over and over again. You're finding mineralization continuing at great grades near surface, you know, oxide, easy to potentially be an open pit mine down the road. You just kind of alluded to it there briefly, but can you tie together how these results are encouraging in a sea of, you know, investor maybe confusion about what are good drill hits, and do they always have to be those flashy high grade, you know, at depth, or can something that's an open pit project stand on its own and possibly even be more economic with the kind of grade you're seeing and the depth that they're at?
I think one of the, you know, best ways to probably answer that question is we did put out a PEA at the beginning of June. And if you look at, you know, the ounces that were contained and captured within that PEA, you're looking at a, you know, 0.2 gram per ton cutoff at a 1650 gold price. You're looking at, you know, 1.4 million ounces at about 0.62 grams per ton. So looking at that grade, I think it really makes you appreciate how economic oxide and transitional ounces are. You know, heap leach projects are very low capital intense projects, and that's one of the things that really drives the economics. When you're talking about higher, flashier grade results, we have had some of those on our project. I mean, we put results out over the summer, 95 grams over 2 meters, 13 within that same hole, 13 grams over 1 meter. That's about 125 meters below surface. So, you know, those are, you know, really high grade bonanza type results. We've had similar, well, not as high grade as that, but we've had other high grade results at Niam around 5 grams. But as you get deeper, Obviously, there's a lot more capital required to bring those ounces into production. So I think some of the results that you're probably referring to in terms of bonanza grade, what I would first of all look at is, you know, where do those sit relative to the surface? If those ounces are down at, you know, 250, 500 meters below surface, I mean, that becomes very expensive from a CapEx perspective to, you know, get those ounces out of the ground. So one of the things, again, back to our PEA, if you look at the economics of that, you're looking at, you know, at 1650 gold, about $212 million after-tax NPV, 42% IRR, and roughly a two-year payback on that. So that really highlights how economic these ounces are that we're finding near surface. And that's why we continue to focus on expanding all four of our resource areas. But that being said, we are also dedicating a certain portion of our overall drill program, of our overall 90,000 meters, to drilling some deeper holes. And, you know, we will continue to do that because being able to show that there is, you know, underground potential and the ability to extend mine life at all of these known areas is something that will add value for the company in the long term as well. So it really is a multi-pronged approach from that perspective.
Luke, circling back to this Niam deposit and where these drill holes stepping out from that deposit have come from and were released in this news release, take us through what that Niam deposit, how big it already is known to the market, and what the average grade is coming from there compared to what you're seeing in these drill results. Again, ranging from little under a gram per ton, but some of those widths are over 50 meters up to that 5 gram per ton hit over 2 meters, and also that other headline number over 8 meters.
Yeah, so if you look at our current Niam deposit, it is our third largest deposit. You know, Siyun's about 725,000 ounces, Boeing's about 500,000 ounces, and then that's followed with followed by Niam at about 130,000 ounces. In terms of the pit-constrained resource that we've got at Niam, that makes up about 1.4 kilometers of strike. We've now expanded the total mineralized zone, including that 1.4 kilometers, to about 3 kilometers of strike. So we've meaningfully added mineralized material along strike. But as I highlighted earlier, we've also started to widen the overall mineralized area. So, you know, bigger, longer and wider will ultimately add ounces for us.
Well, Luke, another thing that seems interesting is that the zones in the area between Quachikrum and Niam seem to be connecting in a way, almost like a bridge between the two deposits. Do you see them ultimately being one larger system? Or tell us a little bit more about some of the drilling you've done in that gap zone between the two projects.
Yeah, that's something we've talked about previously on the show. Is what we've got at our Enchi project is we've got second and third order splays coming off of the main Bibiani shear, which run through our entire property. That's very similar to what you see at Chirano, Bibiani, Ahafo, other deposits along the belt from us. And when you look at the shear that runs from north-south through our project, the one that we call the Niam shear, our geological interpretation is that it actually runs right through Niam and right through Quachikrum. So what we've done with the step-out drilling to the south of Niam is we've extended the mineralization by about 800 meters, and we think right at the southern end in hole number 66, if anyone's looking at the plan map, we think that that is actually connecting with the Quachikrum structure to the south of Niam. So there is about a 2.5 kilometer gap in between the two deposits, and that's something that we have drill tested, and we're awaiting a number of those results still to come back. But we're hopeful that we will add meaningful mineralization right through that entire gap area.
Real quick, Luke, what has been the strategy to drill this gap area? Have you guys been stepping out, consistent meterage, drilling fences? What have you done?
What we've done with a lot of these step outs to the north and south at all of our different deposits is we'll typically step out 100 to 200 meters, get the results back from that step out drilling, If we like what we see, then we'll go back with additional drilling and look to tighten up the spacing to anywhere from 50 to 100 meters so that then you've got enough drill density to be able to wrap an inferred resource around that. And that's one of the real advantages we've got, is that we are getting our assays turned around in roughly a month. So as we get those results back and we see areas where we've had successful step out drilling, but the spacing is too wide to be able to wrap the resource around it, we'll then send the rig back there, obviously tighten up the spacing so that when we do kind of putting out a future resource update, we will have the drill density to be able to obviously accomplish that. So anywhere from 100 to 200 meter step out. So through that entire 2.5 kilometer area, we put about 15 fences through there. So kind of averaged about 150 meters.
Well, Luke, you mentioned you're about 2/3 of the way through the 90,000 meter, you know, the overall exploration program. For the balance that's left, the last third of drilling here, will most of it continue to be step out drilling? And can you break down which will get the most drilling of the four targets?
Yeah, so all of the drilling that we're doing as part of this 90,000 meters is step out drilling. With some of the up dip, down dip drilling that we're doing, the space probably tight enough that you would be able to start to move that towards an indicated category. But we're not doing any infill drilling to solely move inferred into indicated. Our view still remains that the more ounces we can add to the overall project, the more value that will create for our shareholders. In terms of the final 1/3 of the drill program, we are continuing to focus on stepping out at all of our existing resource areas. We are going back and doing some follow-up deeper drilling around some of the higher grade hits that we've had. You know, those high grade hits that we had at, or results that we had at Boeing, as well as NIAM, as well as Quatchy Croom. So we're following up on that. But we're also targeting some new areas for the first time ever. So Siyun South, I've spoken about in the past, it's one of our largest anomalies on the project, about 3.5 by 2.5 kilometers in size. We've just completed a 30 drill hole program down there. And that's the first time ever that anomaly has been drilled. We had 3 kilometers of trenching done down there. We saw some encouraging results from that trench work. And now we're excited to have been able to drill 30 holes down there. So I would like to think in the next couple of months, we'll start to get those results back and be able to hopefully highlight another discovery on our project, as well as areas like Tokasia and Nkwanta. Those are new areas that have never been drilled. And then up at the northern end of our property, we've got an area called Arati. We drilled 10 historical holes into Arati. We've just completed an additional 13 holes up there, and we'll be excited to get those results back as well. So it is a multi-pronged exploration approach in terms of continuing to step out along strike, but also look to make some new discoveries, which then fundamentally add to the overall value of the project.
Okay, Luke, there's a lot of news that sounds like it's coming. This is a big drill program. And remember, the company already has 1.4 million ounces of gold in the most recent resource. Take us through just a real quick reminder in terms of cash in the bank to continue to progress this drill program and move into next year, please.
So we're fully funded to execute on our full 90,000 meter program and cover, you know, the expenses for the business right through 2022. So we're very well funded from that perspective. Just to remind people, we did close a financing at the beginning of August. We welcomed Franklin Templeton as our largest shareholder now. They own about 8% of the company. And then that financing was also very well supported by a number of our deep-pocketed, long-term focused mining and precious metals investors. So that financing took our institutional ownership from about 32 to 40%. So we are very well funded to execute on this program, as well as get an updated resource and potentially PEA out to the market.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Luke. I was going to ask what comes after that, but updated resource, possible PEA as well. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those addressed to you. Luke, thank you, as always, for your time. We'll follow up on the back of some more news, and have a great rest of your week.
Thanks a lot, Corey. Thanks, Shad.